publishing something like that, I might as well retire. I'd be finished.
I mean, I'm just curious. What in this data makes you think it will be as catastrophic to your career as you think?
What was he so afraid of? The study was a bombshell.
18,468 subjects, 1,957 of them were fully unvaccinated. When comparing the health outcomes of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, they found an increased risk in the vaccinated of several chronic health conditions. The vaccinated subjects were over 4 times more likely to have an asthma diagnosis.
4.29 times in the adjusted. And that seems, I've looked at a lot of studies, that's 3.26 to 5.65.
They also found 3 times the risk for atopic diseases,
which is kind of a subset of allergic diseases.
They found almost 6 times risk for autoimmune disease.
The autoimmune diseases this paper looked at include thrombocytopenic purpura, rheumatoid arthritis, SLE, systemic lupus erythematosus, MS, multiple sclerosis, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. They mentioned there are over 80 different autoimmune diseases, and what their data showed for autoimmunity, 6 times increase in those who got vaccines when compared to the unvaccinated.
Which is staggering, because autoimmune disorders really represent significant morbidity and health costs and suffering, you know, accrued over a lifetime.
Neurodevelopmental disorders.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? Do you remember?
5.5 times risk for neurodevelopmental disorders.
We know that the immune system is intimately connected with both brain development and brain functioning. And so when the immune system gets triggered by illness, potentially by vaccination, you can get neuropsychiatric symptoms, presumably related to brain inflammation and, you know, immune processes in the brain.
2.92 times the amount of motor disabilities, 4.47 times the amount of speech disorders in the vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated.
3 times the rate of developmental delay.
They found the same things I found related to allergy and autoimmunity. Also, 6 times more acute and chronic ear infections.
Interestingly, there were several health conditions where they couldn't even do this analysis because there were none in the unvaccinated group. The way that the mathematical formulas work, you can't have a zero in any one group and be able to compare risk.
For example, there were 262 children who had ADHD in the vaccinated group. Amongst the unvaccinated group, there were 0 cases of ADHD. 0.
These ones are just mind-boggling. These conditions were not found at all in almost 2,000 unvaccinated kids. 0 brain dysfunction, 0 diabetes, 0 behavioral problems, 0 learning disabilities, 0 intellectual disabilities, 0 tics, and 0 other psychological disabilities in the unvaccinated.
I'm going to read the conclusion here. Despite this, and in contrast to our expectations, again, the author's expectations was they'd conduct the study and probably find vaccinated people a whole lot healthier than the unvaccinated, right? This is what we found. We found that exposure to vaccination was independently associated with an overall 2.5-fold increase in the likelihood of developing a chronic health condition when compared to children unexposed to vaccination.